AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Security is tight in New York City and around the country as the Thanksgiving holiday gets into full swing. President Obama says there's no immediate threat, though, to the country.
We know of no specific and credible intelligence indicating a plot on the homeland.
In New York, there are hundreds of police officers stationed along the route of the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Our Julie Walker tells us everything's in place for the big event, including the giant balloons.
Turn it on!
Yeah.
A new Ronald McDonald, Ice Ages, Scrat, Dino from Sinclair, and Angry Birds Red are the four newest giant balloons, joining 13 others in the parade. 9-year-old Isabel Michael is grateful to be out watching them get blown up.
I think it's very fun, and I'm glad I'm here with my family.
Amy Kuhl is the executive producer of the parade.
It's a parade of huge balloons, great floats, and incredible talent that you're going to see performing on the parade route.
And Kuhl says about 8,000 people will make it all happen. Julie Walker, New York.
From Colorado to the upper Midwest, there's wintry weather in the forecast on this Thanksgiving Day. Snow is expected in Colorado, with as much as 8 inches expected in Denver. Forecasters are saying there may be dangerous traveling conditions as well in southeast Nebraska and southwest Iowa because of a mixture of freezing rain and sleet. In Chicago, activists are calling for protests to shut down Black Friday shopping in the city in response to the shooting death of a black teen by a white police officer. Alderman Howard Brookings says he wants the head of the police department to resign.
We have called for the resignation or the termination of the superintendent of police, McCarthy, and on the next city council. I personally will introduce a resolution calling for a vote of no confidence.
Leaders of community groups met Wednesday night to talk over their response to the shooting of Laquan McDonald. This is AP Radio News. President Obama has signed a new defense bill that, even though it restricts his ability to close the prison at Guantanamo Bay.
In a statement accompanying his signing, the president said the renewed ban on funds for shifting inmates to prisons in the U.S. is unwarranted and counterproductive. Still with veto-proof votes in both houses, Obama had little choice but to go along. However, signaling a future clash with lawmakers, he maintains some of this violates the Constitution's separation of powers, which gives presidents flexibility in how military prisoners are handled.
That's the AP's Mark Smith. On his first visit to Africa, Pope Francis is calling on Christian and Muslim leaders in Kenya to talk with one another to guard against the Islamic extremist attacks. He met with a small group of faith leaders before celebrating his first public mass on that continent. Radio personality Casey Kasem's children and his brother have sued his widow. They claim her actions led to Kasem's death in 2014. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.